we could take the worship band home and have each other to pray every day at home. But unfortunately, most of the time, it's just us there. And I'm just going to bring a few insights and a few things that God's shown me regarding prayer. Sometimes we can be quite negative about prayer, and we can see it as too much effort or boring or taking up time that we don't have, especially for us mums, that we're getting up, we're getting the kids ready, and we're trying to get ourselves out the door and the children fed and watered and onto the school run. And it can be really hard to find that time with God. But something that's really definitely true is that the enemy of our souls would love to stop us praying. He really does come against us in this area. And for many of us, it can seem like another to-do job. It's on top of all the things we have to do. It's something else. But I believe God wants to change our hearts. He wants to give us a passion for him, and he wants us to engage with him in a new way. When we pray, it's a communion. It's our heart meeting with God's, and we're getting his perspective on what he wants to do to impact our situations, our lives, our children's lives. His perspective is often quite different to ours, and often we can be a little bit unnerved when we realise that what we've been praying isn't always in line with what God wants us to pray. And something that has really affected me is knowing that God doesn't always hear my words, or he's not necessarily listening to my words. He's listening to my heart. He's listening to what the cry of my heart is. And God, again, this might sound a bit hard, but God doesn't actually respond to need. He responds to faith. And he wants us to cry out to him, to engage with him, to actually bring before him. And I really do believe it's important to be honest, and it's important to share what's in our hearts. But I don't think that we should just use prayer as a dumping ground and just pray the problem and just never really allow God to enter in and to change it. Because we can go to God and we can just tell him about all the people that have been horrible to us, everybody that's done something against us, the way the kids were playing up, the way the husband was this morning. And in actual fact, we're not actually letting him minister to us. We're not letting him change the situation. We're just having a moan. Something that God has really taught me and is vitally important is actually praying the word of God over our lives, because prayer is a battleground, and it's where we engage with the enemy, it's where we overcome, it's where we actually see the strongholds in our lives and other people's lives taken down. I just wanted to have a look at Hebrews 4:12, speaking about the word of God. I think I have got it marked. I can read it to you. Right. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, the soul and the immortal spirit, and of joints and of marrow, of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analysing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart." And I really believe that as we do pray the word of God over our situations, it will bring light to things that we couldn't understand. It will bring insight, new strategies, new ways to actually approach people, to speak to people, to be able to engage with them. A friend of mine many years ago, some of you may know her, Joanna Thomas, she actually encouraged me to turn every thought into a prayer. And it's something that I've tried to live my life by since. It's like, you know how we can be watching TV and we just see somebody and they just touch our hearts, but we disregard it. And I really feel God wants us to pray for that person. That might be the only time that person is ever prayed for, or you pass somebody in the street, or a thought comes to you about somebody. Just pray. Just lift that person up to God. Let's see if I can turn the page over now. And when negative situations come to mind, don't just let them build a nest in your head. Don't just let it, you know, become something that's growing in your mind. Actually bring the word of God to it. Actually lift that situation and pray and just say, "Father, like, this is affecting me. This is something that I know isn't of you, and I know it's not your will." And actually ask God, ask him for a scripture, declare truth over the situation. Don't just think about it. And I think the most important weapon that God has given me is to sing over our situations, to sing the word of God, to actually, I think it's because it really takes faith to declare. And when we sing, it's actually a weapon of warfare. It actually breaks barriers down. It actually causes things to change. And I've got a bit of a testimony that some of you may have heard. It's regarding my son, that he's been in and out of trouble his whole adult life, even before that, when he was a teenager. And I was really wondering what I could do with him. And every day as I drove the kids to school in Horsham, I'd have a CD on, and it was a mixed sort of worship CD. It had lots of different songs on it, but one in particular was called I Am a New Creation. And as I was driving to school and this was on, it would be on every day because I couldn't be bothered to change the CD because that was effort. Anyway, it was that was there for a reason. But as I was driving to school and he was on my mind, this song came on, and God said to me, he said, sing this over your son. And instead of it singing, I am a new creation, I sang, Steve is a new creation. No more in condemnation, here in the grace of God he stands. And it was an amazingly powerful thing, but I didn't actually see the impact for quite a while. But well, in actual fact, it was probably quicker than that, because I remember one Sunday, I'd been singing it for about 4 to 6 weeks, I think, and one Sunday, my husband rang me. I hadn't come to church that day. I think I'd worked the night or something. And he said, you'll never guess what. And I said, what? He said, Stephen's at church. Now, he lived in Brighton. There was no reason for him to be here. But he came, and that day he committed his life, and he was baptized that same day. And I just think, you know, God, he doesn't tell us to sing for nothing. He knows the power. He knows how it will break down the strongholds in our lives. And really, what I want to leave with you is just a real desire to engage with God. Don't see it as dull. Don't see it as something to do. See it as you're engaging with the Almighty Creator of the universe that cares about us, and he wants to have that time with us. Okay, so should we just pray? Should we just pray that we have that desire growing in us? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Father, I just pray right now, Lord, I pray for everybody here, God, that the seed I've sown, Father, with your word, Lord, that will create desire and hunger for you, God, to actually want to spend time with you, Lord, to actually want to engage with you, Father, to actually hunger for you, God, and for your desires and your will in our lives, Father. And I just pray, God, I just ask in the name of Jesus that everybody here, Father, would just be encouraged, and they will, Father, grasp hold of your strategies for prayer, Father, and that they will see that you have the victory in every area if we will line our thoughts up with yours, God, if we will engage with you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise your name. Praise your name. Thank you, Father.
That's a great word. Great word. You know, we need to take captive every thought. Easier said than done. Because sometimes our thoughts can be very, very strong, whether they're, you know, wrong thinking, negative thinking. But we need to take captive every thought. And I think if we apply what Jackie just brought to us, excuse me, and find the word that resists that negativity, find the word that is the answer to that, is the solution to the problem or the difficulty. But that takes a disciplined way of doing things. But we have to do that. Because God's called us to be a victory people, and I love that. Use the word of God in prayer. We talk about it a lot. We do it here in the church, but we need to do it a lot more using the word of God. Amen. Well, I'm going to invite Tony to come up, Mr. Brother Lampy, husband of Jackie. So he's going to bring a word now, and let's just listen to this. Let's give him a welcome.
First of all, how do I follow that? Is my wife amazing or what? Am I blessed? Yes. When Pastor Paul asked me to do this, I had one idea in mind, and I was going to speak about the Pharisee who stood there and said, what a great man I am, blah, 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 and the other fellow who wouldn't even look up. But I changed that, so this is what I believe God wants to speak to us about. I know that God has been speaking to me for a long time about this. It's all to do with our attitude. It crosses into some of what Jackie said, but it is to do with our heart attitude. So I'm going to read this, and basically it's about the Lord's Prayer, but I'm reading out of the Message version because this is so, I mean, I read it last night, and brilliant. So in Matthew 6, and I start at verse 5, and it says, "And when you come before God, don't turn that into a theatrical production either. All these people making a regular show out of their prayers, hoping for stardom. Do you think God sits in a box seat? Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense His grace. The world is full of so-called prayer warriors who are prayer ignorant. They are full of formulas and programs and advice, peddling techniques for getting what you want from God. Don't fall for that nonsense. This is your Father you are dealing with, and He knows better than you what you need. With a God like this loving you, you can pray very simply like this. Our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what's best, as above, so below. Keep us alive with free square meals. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. Keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. You're in charge. You can do anything you want. You're ablaze in beauty. Yes, yes, yes. In prayer, there is a connection between what God does and what you do. You can't get forgiveness from God, for instance, without also forgiving others. And if you refuse to do your part, you cut yourself off from God's part. And what God has always spoken to me about, and what I had as an understanding from when I was a very young Christian, as we use those terms, was that I don't have to stand outside knocking. I don't have to stand there working myself up into some sort of position to be fit to walk in to God. God says to me that I can come boldly before His throne. And that's what I do. God says to me that He loves me. Now, if God loves me as He loves you, right, then He is for me, He is not against me, He has never been against me. So, there is nothing that separates me from going into His presence. Because Jesus has made me right with that. So, when I come in, I can come boldly in, but my attitude is not always what it should be. Because of sin, because of thought, whatever. So it is important that as we pray, and I know that when we're meeting together like this, we worship and all the rest of it, so in effect we're already preparing ourselves. We're working ourselves, do you know what I mean, to be in that right frame of mind. When we're on our own, we don't always do that. You know, we can be negligent. We can go, right, oh God, I'm here today, and as my wife said, oh, you know what so-and-so happened, oh, the way that blah, 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 blah. And God's saying, what are you going on about? I'm sure that sometimes God sits there and He looks at us and He chuckles. And He looks at us and He says, when are you going to learn, mate? But He says it like a dad says it to a child. Not with harshness. So what I'm trying to bring is that is that God tells us things in the Word, in the Bible, for a reason. He tells us not to forget his promises. The reason being because, and the way that Jesus showed the disciples how to pray, is that if we remember the things that God has done for us, if we remember what we're doing, where we're coming from, it sets our heart right. Our heart attitude. God is not fooled by the many words, and we've all done it. We can all stand in a prayer meeting. We can all stand there praying to somebody and go, oh yeah, mate, blah, 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 blah. Do you think that cuts the ice with God? I don't. God sees the prayer of the heart. The heart prayer is also what we are called to be, which is Spirit-led. We are supposed to walk by the Spirit, not by sight. So when we pray, it is important, it is imperative that as we allow, if you like, what Jackie was talking about, we allow our spirits to engage with God. We allow that. We don't have our minds cluttered. And I know, you know, I'm not the only one here, I'm sure, where somebody said, oh, let's pray about something, or you've been at another meeting and prayer's gone up, and you're praying, but in the back of your mind is, now, did I park the car on a yellow line? Did I lock the front door? That's no good. God doesn't want that. Because God wants your total vision, if you like, your total commitment on what you're doing. Yeah? God answers our own prayers. I know that. Oh, God, help me find a parking space when you're stressed. You know, God does answer some of those prayers. But how many of us pray prayers that we don't actually see the answers of? Right? We pray and we pray and we pray and we don't actually see the answers. 9 times out of 10, and I'll put this before you, it's because our attitude has not been right. How many people pray to win the lottery? How many people pray to win the lottery? Good, Bible-believing, God-fearing, honest-walking Christians pray to win the lottery. Why? Right? Why don't they win it then? Why don't we hear of a Christian winning the lottery every week? Because God knows what is best for us. God knows how we'd handle, say, that money. God knows how we're trusted with things. So that prayer that comes out of a foundation. And the foundation that roots everything is knowing who we are in Christ. Knowing who we are in Christ. And I banged on about it for ages. But, as Jackie said, pray the word. Pray. Pray Ephesians 3, 16 to 20. Pray it over yourselves. Pray it over the people you love. That you would have your eyes opened. Your understanding opened to the greatness of God's love. Because we cannot understand it in our human minds. But I would just like to leave this with you. Everything that we are meant to do, everything that we are called to do in God is meant to be grounded in prayer. Grounded in prayer. Praise God. Oh, do I have to? Right. As my pastor reminded me, praise God. Do you know what? The other day somebody asked me, do you ever get nervous before you speak? I said, nah, don't bother me. Today I was nervous. Don't know why. Anyway, I'd like you all to stand, please. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer and a response to this. And one of the things that I prayed, well, one of the first prayers that I prayed when I was saved was, God, make me a man like David, a man after your heart. And I really think that as people, as a church, we need to check our hearts. And I'd like us to pray and ask God to search us, to try us, and give us that undivided heart. That right spirit. The word says, who can ascend the hill of the Lord? Only those with a clean heart or clean hands and a right spirit or a pure heart. Right, so Father God, Father, as I lead, Lord, these people in prayer, Father, I ask, Lord God, not for me, Lord, but for your people, Lord, that we would all have a heart response to you. Father, that you would give us an undivided heart. Lord, that you would give us a right spirit. Oh, Father, Father, so that when we pray, Lord God, when we stand in that place with you, Lord God, we would see the answers. Father, that we would be close with you, Father, in our heart. Lord God, that we would get a heart for the things that trouble you. Oh, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you have called us to be your hands, Lord God, your feet in this place. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, for that awesome responsibility. And Father, right now, Lord God, I ask that you would touch each one of us afresh, Father. Father, that we stand before you, Lord God, naked, Lord God. Lord, that you see every part of us in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that you would increase, Lord God, the desire in each one of us, Lord, to meet with you. In spirit, Lord God, and in truth, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Just stay standing. Let's just pray just for a few more minutes on this. Just say, Lord, search me. Search me, O God. And know my heart. See if there's any wicked way in me. Any crooked way, and lead me in your everlasting way. This right now, as we're standing in the presence of God, I know God's speaking to us about heart. Jackie and Tony both brought this word about the heart. And while Tony was speaking, I saw, it was like, maybe it's because I've just had my car MOT'd, but I just saw God actually doing an oil test, you know, like the dipstick test. And he's dipping into our hearts and seeing what level is our hearts at today? What level? Where's the oil? Are you on empty today? He wants your heart full. He wants your heart right up, full level. Are you half empty? God wants you full. He wants that level of the oil, right topped up, the anointing of the Spirit. It comes through prayer. It comes through having our hearts right with God. It's not the amount of prayer that we pray. It's not the hours that we pray. It's the heart that we pray with that really, really matters to God. He can help us in the length and the quality of prayer, but it's the heart that is the most important thing that God loves. A faith-filled heart, filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's just lift our hands to the Lord. Father, this morning, Lord, we're not asking you just to do a quick fix this morning, but I pray, Lord, for me, I pray for that we would each have a me prayer, an I prayer, Lord, that we would allow your Spirit, Lord, to shine your light into our hearts, And ban the theatrical stuff, Lord, out of our lives, Lord, to get rid of anything that's pretense and false. Put deep things into our hearts, Lord, that carry the anointing of the Spirit of the Lord. Father, we pray today, Father, expose anything that we're perhaps unaware of that is in our hearts that's stopping our faith walk with you. That's why we don't pray much. That's why we find prayer difficult. Lord, cleanse our hearts today, we pray. Cleanse my heart, Lord, I pray. And lead us in the everlasting way, Jesus. Thank you, God. You want us to pray. You want us to meet with you. You want to speak great words of life over us constantly, right through every day, Lord. You want us to have a great time when we devote ourselves in prayer. You want us to meet with you in that way, Lord. You want us to, Lord, you're waiting for us when we get up in the morning. You are already waiting before we got up. You're waiting to feed into our lives words of life, words out of the Bible, words that will give us nourishment and faith, Lord. So, Father, lead us, we pray, in the everlasting way. Change the way that we are, Lord. Change my heart, Lord. And change our hearts, Lord, today. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Great. Take your seats. Praise God. I'm going to invite Holly. Is going to bring the word. Let's welcome Holly. She brings the word of God to us this morning.
How do you follow on from the lampies?
A
When Pastor Paul texted me, like 2 days ago, to ask me to do this, I felt a little bit like I'd been stitched up by God, really. This is something that God has actually been really speaking to me about. Because my prayer life has actually got a bit slack recently. I have been praying every day, but not the sort of prayers I think God wants me to be praying. So I was going to share a little bit about my real breakthrough in my life with prayer and how that came about. When I was 20, I was diagnosed with a serious mental health problem. And I was told I would never, ever recover from it, that basically it would be a case of managing it. It was due to my upbringing and things that happened to me when I was a child. And I just lived with that. I became a Christian. And I just sort of carried on with these problems and just managed them. I had a lot of therapy. And I was kind of just living, you know, a life of sort of ups and downs and not really coping. But, you know, I believed in Jesus. I came to a point, though, where I think Jackie mentioned about faith, about praying in faith, and that's when, like, breakthroughs come. And I got to the point where I realised that I have got the faith to start praying for complete healing. And I decided that I was going to pray every single day, that I was going to just really, really start praying in the spirit and really, really get onto it to pray for my complete healing so I wouldn't have to live like the way I was living. A year later, I was completely healed from my mental health problems, completely. No more therapy, not on benefits anymore. You know, I hope people will vouch for me that I'm quite sane now. Jackie, stop laughing. What happened after that, though, was kind of, now looking back, really, I got quite complacent. After I got what I wanted, I'd been praying really hard for it. I got what I wanted. I got healed. My prayer life kind of started to get a little bit lazy. I've had times where there's been trials and, you know, I've really got down to praying. But then once I got what I wanted, I've kind of settled back into a bit of a lazy prayer life again. When I asked God what he wanted, the one thing that he wanted me to say today, he said, pray every day. And I thought, okay, that's cool. But then I realised what he meant by that. He meant really pray every day. He didn't mean the sort of lazy prayers like I'd been praying. He meant get down on your knees and pray. Even if you've had a breakthrough in your life, get down on your knees and pray for somebody else. Pray for a breakthrough in Israel. Pray for a breakthrough in your family who's unsaved. Just pray for breakthrough every single day. And this week I was reading my Bible and I was reading in Ephesians. I'm just going to read to you. It's Paul's prayer to the church in Ephesus. Ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for God's people everywhere, I've not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called, his holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for those who believe in him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honour at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. This is how we should be praying. And I read that and I think I texted it to Pastor Paul and said, I'm going to be praying this over the church. I'm going to be praying this over myself. And I hope I'm not wrong, I think Paul was in prison when he wrote this. Am I right in thinking that? He was in prison. He was always in prison. He was in prison. You know, he was locked up in prison, and he was praying this for the church in Ephesus. You know, if he can do that from prison, we can pray for other people like that from a place where we're feeling like we maybe haven't had our breakthrough yet. Maybe we need to be praying for other people's breakthroughs, and then God will give us our breakthrough. So this is my challenge at the moment as well. I need to be praying these prayers every day. And like I think Jackie said again, the enemy wants us to think that praying is really hard. And it's not hard. It's really easy. God's given us everything we need. We just need to just break through that and just get down on our knees and pray and just do it every day. That rhymes. So, I mean, I don't know about other people here, about getting complacent in your prayer life and stuff. If there's people here who feel like you've got really slack and lazy in your prayer life, and I just want to ask that, you know, everyone, if you could just stand and we'll just pray and we'll just start. What I want is I want you guys to just like really pray yourselves now. I'm not going to pray over you. I'm going to ask you to pray and talk to God yourself and just ask God's forgiveness if you've got complacent and lazy in your prayer life. Ask him for forgiveness and ask him to show you what he wants you to be praying about, to give you words from the Bible to pray over, to speak his word into situations. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for his forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus. Ask God to show you his will and to pray his will. And rebuke the lie of Satan that praying is hard because it's not, it's easy. Rebuke that lie. And I just think there's some people here that need to pray for courage. They need to ask God to give them, to increase their courage to pray over certain situations in their lives that they've not had the courage to pray over because they haven't believed that God can do it. And I'm telling you, God can do it. God's done it for me and he can do it for you. If there's something that seems too hard, you can give that to God and he will do it. But you've got to pray. You've got to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's just pray a bit more. Let's begin to thank God that he's for us. He's not against us, he's for us. He wants us to enjoy a great prayer life. Prayer is enjoying fellowship with God. It's fellowship with the Spirit of God. It's fellowship with Jesus. It's declaring the things that he declares. It's communication, it's life, it's breath. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you today, Lord. Just begin to thank God today. He wants you to have a great prayer life. He wants you to have a great prayer life, a great victory prayer life. He wants you to be in victory every day, all of us. He wants to lift us up in prayer. Hallelujah. We thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, just come and fill us afresh, Lord. Fill us afresh today, Lord, we pray, Lord. Fill us, Lord. Inspire us, Lord. Correct us, Lord. Adjust us. Reshape us, God. Do a new thing in our hearts. Do a new thing in our spirit, Lord. Do a new thing with how we pray, Lord. Father, cause us to have an adventure of faith, Lord. Prayer without faith is dead, but prayer with faith is exciting. Prayer with faith gets the job done. Prayer with faith gives breakthrough. Father, we thank you today. We give you praise, Lord. And give you thanks today, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Just take your seat.